Earlier this week, I spoke with Vicente Fox, who served as Mexico's president from 2000 to 2006. President Fox was in Fort Worth to launch the Vicente Fox Presidential Dinner Series, co-sponsored with Centro Fox and the Hispanic Leadership Alliance.
In July 2012, Mexicans will go to the polls to elect a new president. For most of the 20th century, there was essentially no opposition to the Institutional Revolutionary Party, known as the PRI. You and the National Action Party, the PAN, changed the landscape in 2000. From most accounts, the PRI under Enrique Peña Nieto is favored to win at this time. How do you see the election playing out?
Okay, number one, what I see is that we already have a democracy in Mexico, and that's the best thing we can speak about. And this democracy has gone through very important tests, and it has proved that it's solid and that it will stay forever in Mexico. This is very important because now what the polls showed today is that the PRI might be coming back. But if the PRI comes back, it's because people want that to happen. And because people is very clear that the new PRI or this PRI of a new generation will have to behave as Democrats. And I would say further, they will be obliged to behave as Democrats. So in democracy, alternation is part of the game. And this could happen on next year, and I think it will be for the better of Mexico. There is a new generation of priistas, in this case Enrique Peña Nieto as the leader, and I think he's a good man. He is a capable, professional politician. He has charisma. And up to now, he has shown the capacity to lead the majority of Mexicans. And that, for this moment, maybe is the best thing that can happen to Mexico.
Let me ask you this. As a former president, do you get involved in party politics still?
Not in this case. I could. There is no limits to that possible participation, but I am highly involved right now as president of the first presidential library ever in Mexico, and that project has me working full-time for it. So I'm going to be doing a lot of what I do in the library, but also I'd be very attentive to make sure that we have a good president for the next term, and more so good ideas and plans.
So is the Presidential Center, and I believe it's really the only presidential library outside of the United States. Is that true?
That is true. And
what's its mission?
Well, it's inspired on U.S. libraries, but really we have our own project and vision, and basically it's leadership. We think that Latin America can become a leading region on this 21st century, become one of the most successful regions because of leadership that now we have in Latin America, and a solid foundation in democracy, in freedom, and in market economy.
And indeed, we're here tonight at the Fort Worth Club, where later this evening you're going to inaugurate the Vicente Fox Presidential Dinner Series and giving remarks on the state of the world. Tell us more about the inspiration of this whole series and what you hope to do with the proceeds.
Okay, the world is changing so fast, and so many things are happening throughout the different regions of the world. Some excellent good things happening, like is the case of Asia, economic growth, job creation, reduction of poverty, conformation of human capital at a very fast speed. But other regions of the world seem to be in deep trouble, like it is the case of Europe. And this European Union today needs more leadership than ever. And I think the people, the leaders that we're bringing from Europe will tell us about what's going on. The whole idea is to get ourselves very well informed of what's happening in that part of the world.
And we have information on our website at dfwworld.org about this presidential series and how people can sign up for it.
That is right, and thank you very much for that. And to all members of this World Affairs Council, which I have had the fortune to address in several speaking events, to tell all of you that this series is going to bring in a lot of knowledge of what's going on in the world, that we'll have a new vision of the winners, of the emerging markets, of the economies that are growing and the economies that are stagnant. Unity of aspirations, unity of objectives.
Let me ask you a question that is certainly one that has been challenging, and that is immigration. Certainly the question of undocumented workers has been a topic that's been highly discussed at every Republican debate, and throughout your career you've been such a strong advocate of reform. Share with us what you think might be an equitable solution, and then is it even possible for that to occur?
Well, let me tell you, one is an issue that for Mexico and United States can become one of our most powerful instruments to meet the challenges of the future, to create the jobs that we need, and to attain the competitiveness that our economies need through solving the migration issue intelligently with wisdom. We can make out of this issue a very positive, powerful tool to develop our nations. Of course, we need a legal framework, and we need a framework such that it will bring in discipline, attention, order to making out of migration this very powerful tool and this positive asset. So that's why I've been calling on U.S. Congress to sit down, to take the bull by the horns, and to come back to discussing that bill that has been presented by Senator McCain and Senator Kennedy, that I think it envisions how migration can be an asset for both of our nations.
And one of the biggest disappointments for President George W. Bush was that you were unable together to find a solution to the immigration problem.
Yes, because at the very beginning when we started our administration, that was maybe our priority purpose, to make sure that we would go into a migration reform. Unfortunately, September 11th came by, that very sad day that should never repeat again, and changed the priorities.
And that was just a few days after you had a summit meeting, wasn't it?
It is, and it was just about to be approved, that the changes that we needed in this key strategic issue. And so with that in mind, we have to renovate our efforts in making sure that NAFTA and migration become this solid values and tools for United States and Mexico to increase our jobs, to protect the jobs that we're losing in front of Asia, and to make sure that this region, North America, stays as the leader in this world. And we can prevent the shift of power and the shift of leadership that is about to happen from the West to the East if we bring in these two tools, migration with a framework to implement it, and NAFTA with a renewed vision, a NAFTA Plus.
We have just another minute or two, and I'd like to ask you about another issue that I know you've thought about and talked about quite a bit, and that is the war on drugs. Your successor, President Calderon, really his administration has been dominated by his crackdown on illegal drugs. It's been estimated that some 40,000 people have died, and it's been 40 years since President Richard Nixon himself declared a war on drugs, and yet the situation continues to get worse. What we're doing is not working. What do you think might be a potential solution?
Yes, that we have to start thinking laterally, and we have to start coming up with new ideas, new strategies, innovative ideas. And I think much of them have already been mentioned by key leaders in the world, former presidents like Cardoso, like President Zedillo, like President Lagos, intellectuals and writers like Carlos Fuentes and many others. The same United Nations is in favor of reviewing the strategy on drugs. I think that the world is advancing towards legalizing the use of some drugs and opening this issue for debate everywhere. I think that we have to take away from criminals all that mammoth amount of money they are taking to buy weapons, to corrupt public officials, to contract and hire kids to work for them. All of that money can be in hands of government through a legalization.
So you'd be support of legalization of some drugs?
Totally, even all of them, because I think that at the very end we have to rely on the free choice that people deserve to have and exercise that free choice with responsibility. That's one of the main, if not the most important right that we human beings have. And I know youth and citizens and people will behave accordingly, will decide on their own not to consume drugs because they want to keep their health, because they don't want to die young. And that's what happened in Portugal. They legalized 10 years ago, and the end result in Portugal, confirmed by the Cato Institute in Washington, D.C., that there is a decrease of 25% in drug consumption after this 10 years of open and legal access to drugs.
Mr. President, thank you so much for being our guest on Global IQ Minute.
Pleasure, sir. Thank you.